Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
Welcome. So this is a full moon transmission. Every full moon and every new moon, there is a gateway opens in our fields or in our blueprints, directly home to source, a gateway that opens and invites us to receive a deep remembering in very specific areas of ourselves, a remembering of our highest potential for harmony, of the truth of unity beyond separation, of how we would encode ourselves for reality, how we would write the script of ourselves and our lives if we were writing this story from a place of remembering that we are connected within all of everything. See, these are divine gateways in our human blueprint. And our divine human blueprint is like the master template for the highest potential for harmony, for harmoniously living humanly as the divine multidimensional beings that really we are, and we have the potential to experience ourselves as, while being here, physical, human, both small and vast. And this full moon, the gateways and the energy flows, so gateways open and energy flows between gateways open in our system, but the gateways this full moon that I'm feeling that vibration of in the collective field are the root gateways in our root chakra and gateways in our heart. And there's an energy flow between the root and the heart, healing and clearing old stories, very old stories, old duality stories of how loosely and generally of how we are physically supported, but a little more specifically how we feel we have been physically supported by our inner masculine or our inner feminine. Now, our inner masculine and our inner feminine tend to play, you know, their archetypes, and there's nowhere in us that doesn't have both. And we don't have different weightings, and we don't have different stories about how they relate to each other, about their nature within themselves, about the what they create as a synergy of the two. You know, it's not a simplistic thing here. But at the moment, that dance between the inner masculine and the inner feminine in our root chakras is opening to what I'm perceiving as a new vibrational state of unity. And that means that we are calling home old stories of keeping our, of duality. So feeling like either our inner masculine lets us down or our inner feminine lets us down. Was it our father? Or we can be very general and say, was it our father or our mother that didn't physically support us? Was it both? Was it neither? You know, what are the old stories around this that are leaving our root are connected to these core encodements for how we support ourselves in the world, how we allow ourselves to be physically supported in the world. There are new frequencies of unconditional love opening in the collective human blueprint, opening in the collective field of consciousness, and opening in our systems. Like, we are opening to new frequencies of unconditional love, allowing us to renew our story so that we can be more naturally, easily, effortlessly, and most importantly, lovingly supported physically. Now, this can mean lots of different things. Being supported physically in the world can mean lots of different things. What's happening with our buildings and our homes? What's happening with our food and our resources? But what's happening with our money supply? Now, this is where we tend to feel this more keenly. This is where some of our more difficult or tricky core programs seem to run. And so for myself, my inner masculine, for example, is where I feel a lot of failure around this. And so my dreams have been showing me, and other people's too this time. I don't know if you've been experiencing this in your dreams as such, but all these old stories rising up to the surface, stories of failure, stories of I think failure sort of summarizes it. And what's been curious is that I've been asking, you know, is it just me or is this collective? And as I'm seeing the no, this is actually a collective movement right now. It's not just, we're not being asked to focus on what's leaving. It's almost like there's divine intervention that's really taking care of our old stories leaving. It's like that's happening in the background. What we're being tasked with, as I think I wrote in the comments, is what we're being tasked with is something possibly far more challenging. It's not looking at where is it not working? What inner work might I have to do around this? It's almost like our time for doing this is almost used up in this quickening. What we're being tasked with is welcoming in the now frequencies of unconditional love that are rewriting those old stories. And they're writing a new story that doesn't come from the mind, that's not a response to it's not a response to the old story. It's not a reaction to the past. It's just coming from the part of us that knows itself as unity, as connected, as love, as one with all that is. There are new stories writing themselves into our roots potentially at this time. For how can we be more supported physically? So what areas does this come up for each of us? It's going to be very different the way this manifests. It's not just money, you know, it's not just home. A home physically supports the body, doesn't it? It keeps it safe and protected and enclosed. And money brings that flow that enables us to feel that security for meeting our commitments and maintaining what physically keeps us supported. So those are really large, obvious themes around which a lot could be moving for us, but it can be subtle as well. And there are lots of different ways we're physically supported. But there are new scripts in our doingness and our beingness. So there's new divine frequencies. So if we feel that it's not what we were doing that's been letting us down in these areas, it's more who we are or who we think we are, the stories we have around who we think we are. Maybe we feel that's what's been letting us down. I would say that connects more to the feminine archetype in our root chakras. Who do we think we are, or what do we think we've been doing, or what do we think we haven't been doing enough of? You know, those stories are being taken away, if you like. When there is a gateway and divine frequencies flow in, that connection to source and to remembering, to that vibrational state of connectivity is moving in our fields, then we have this beautiful opportunity to rest in the grace of this, to align with what's coming in. And I would say to be surprised, because like I see, these new stories aren't being written in reaction to our past. They're just coming from a place of remembering connectivity at a vibrational level, not at a mindset level. A vibrational remembering, like a state, a vibrational state of remembering, of connectedness. And in the collective field of consciousness, there's vibrations happening in the root now and not just the root. We'll get to that. So there's new stories, and we can be surprised. And that element of allowing ourselves to be surprised helps us detach from the past, because when the gateway opens, we rest in these harmonic resonances. But throughout the lunar phase, we'll be working with these themes more deeply. And there'll be a call to make a choice. And that choice, that call will be refreshed around half moon time. But there'll be a call to make a choice. Am I detaching from the old? Am I letting it go? Am I really surrendering my old stories of how I was physically supported? Am I really letting them go? And am I, and this is the next bit, this is the next part of what's opening this full moon, am I surrendering to the frequencies of, well, the frequencies, the vibrations, but also the manifestations of unconditional love? Am I surrendering my past? And am I surrendering to love? Am I allowing my heart to open? See, what is unlocking those old stories about how we were or were not supported physically? That was stored in our roots and our encodements. What's unlocking those and allowing them to be taken from us in the background, in our dreams and at deeper levels of consciousness? What's unlocking those are the heart resonances of unconditional love vibrating in our collective field now. And these are the gifts. This is what dissolves those old stories. This is what bathes us in the new stories. And this is what can feel quite frightening. So we may have love. When we say, oh, there are love frequencies opening up in the collective field now, isn't that wonderful? Our heart chakras are opening. Our heart gateway to source is welcoming in these frequencies of unconditional love right into our physicality, letting that love frequency vibrate in our physical world, helping us feel more supported, triggering manifestations of love and support, physical support that can come to us. This sounds lovely. But of course, we have all these resistances, or we have fear around allowing these vibrations. Not only are some of what's coming in right now potentially going to feel very unfamiliar in the system. Like I say, we're not consciously monitoring this with our mind so much. The system is having its own responses to new vibrations and frequencies. And some of those responses come from the divine I am, remembering that, ah, here is a higher truth of harmony that I can relax into. And they're saying yes, and they're welcoming in this love, and it's unlocking the stories of the past that we're holding in the root and allowing a rewrite to happen here. But some of those system responses to these frequencies of unconditional love vibrating in our hearts and in our fields now come from pain, and they come from constricted places that have learned, sort of learned system behaviors. Oh no, I must sabotage this, I fear this, or I must stop this, or it's not safe. There's lots of different ways that our wounded self can also be responding to this. And we don't have to give those power. We don't have to give them too much attention. It's not like we've got work to do on realizations to have around us. The invitation and the opportunity is to keep reminding ourselves This is unknown. This feels new. But I trust and I surrender and I allow these frequencies of unconditional love to vibrate in my heart space and open me to the new possibilities and horizons that love is bringing into my physical universe now. Now, there's no way I'm going to remember that to repeat it. And you probably want to make up your own mantra and your own statement for that. But you understand now the choice. Say yes. To be brave. And to allow the fear or the constrictions or the saboteur that wants to show up, allow that to be there with compassion. Don't pretend that's not happening, I would say, if you feel that. But don't become it. Don't sit in that camp. Because then it gets to kind of anchor itself in as what's more real. Like the opportunity is to recognize that something beautiful, harmonious and more true to us, something from our truer selves, and by that I mean our whole self, the connected I, who knows itself as one within itself, within one, within all that is, something from that I that I am, that we are, that's vibrating in our fields now. To trust this, to say yes to this, and to allow love to reach us. And then that can be translated into the simple things in our life. So we can, it's really simple to look in our lives and just say, well, where is love trying to reach me right now? And I'm pushing it away, or I'm reacting in ways that I prefer not to, or that don't need processing, they've just become a habit. Where am I pushing love away by force of habit? Not because I have a deep wound that needs healing. You know, I've cleared all that, but there's just this kind of residual habit of, oh, I always push this away. I always shut the door to that. I don't let that in. You know, where is love trying to reach us? And it can be through the smallest things. It can be in unexpected places. Love doesn't have to always have a grand fanfare. It doesn't always have to take the shape of passion. Love can be a moment. The smile on a stranger's face, you know, the delight of a child at play, the way the light catches the leaves on the trees, the way we feel for a moment when we settle into our comfortable place. You know, there's endless, infinite moments where love is trying to reach us physically. And there's this opportunity, this offering, this chance for us to notice where we might have said no, but we could just say yes. And where is support trying to reach us? Like who's trying to support us right now? What is trying to support us? Like what people are coming into our lives to try and bring something that's supported? And do we even recognize it when it's there? You know, can we see that someone is trying to support us? Or is our filter so strong? Are we so conditioned to view things as a possible attack or someone's, you know, so a distortion filter. Someone's trying to take something from us. Oh, but they don't mean, you know, where are we graying that up? Where are we muddying up? Where are we projecting muddy filters at this moment where actually support is trying to reach us? Because when we renew core templates, especially a chakra like our root chakra, which is what we're doing now. There are core template renewals happening. We're also renewing and having to renew, in fact, our expectations. What do we expect life to bring us? What do we expect reality to do? And sometimes reality has to work really hard to help us break down those expectations that come from the past. Like, oh, well, it's always been late. Oh, gosh, yeah, well, you know, this always happens. That this always happens expectations So we're really being asked to listen just a little more closely right now. Where is life bringing support through people, through anything? And where is life bringing love? And can we just say yes? You know, let go of the need to process this. Just flip. Just say yes. Just making that choice. Oh, it's I let go of that now. So surrender is such a core theme. It's what enables all this. It's what enables surrender, is what enables the heart resonance to come through. And the heart resonance is what unlocks the new templates that are wanting to come through in the root. And so we surrender to love, and that allows us to be supported. So for this full moon, I think I've heard from a lot of people having very strong experiences. I can't say what, of course. We all have very, very different stories right now. And I don't, that's the whole point really, is we're letting them change. But there's a good reason for it. And there's a lot of gifts coming in. And it really is an emphasis on how we can be supported, not where are we going to be challenged. And that's it. That's what I can see at the moment. This is just an offering. I hope that it's been of some use or some help or some support to someone, to some people. So thank you for sitting with this. Thanks for being here. It's really beautiful to feel connected at this time when, you know, when the water does get a little turbulent. We do find ourselves confronted with things that are unexpected, unfamiliar, or just very strong. So I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful full moon, and that this lunar phase brings much of kindness. And yeah, anyone who's noticing different things or is having experiences with this, I'd love to hear, because I think we all have such very unique unravelings and renewings going on right now, that it's nice to share stories and connect in with each other and just go, hey, how are you? Are you all right? So yeah, lots of love. Bye for now.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Cash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.